98.1 KZE. It is MK with you. It is Friends Day, Wednesday afternoon, my favorite day of the week because we get to invite local musicians into the studio. And we have a very special edition today. We've got Delaney Hafner of the Bell Curves. Welcome back, Delaney.
Hey, howdy.
And we've got Randy Joe Weed himself.
How are you doing?
It is so good to see you both here at the same time. I am excited for this show on Friday at the Park Theater. Tell me how the Weeds and the Bell Curves met. What is your villain origin story?
We're trying to get to the bottom of that right now. We pretty much believe we have done a show in the past at Avalon and Catskill pre-COVID, so obviously the
many
things are a little
ago.
Foggy.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but I do think that was the first. Yeah, that was, I think, where we met.
And you both, you know, it's kind of a bill that makes sense if you think about it. I think you both have a lot of, like, country influence, Americana influence, but also both very different. Here, let's play a fun game. Delaney, what do you like about the Weeds?
Well, you know, any kind of, like, catchy guitar-driven band is going to be up my alley. You know, that power pop sound is just, like, one of my favorite things, especially lately. I feel like I've been very into that.
Yeah. And Randy Joe, what do you like about the Bell Curves?
I keep hearing great songs on KZ that you've been playing of theirs. And I hear great songwriting, great production, and really, really good engineering. I don't know who's making your records. But
I believe you are.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
They sound really, I hate to use the word, polished.
Oh, thank you. I like
you hear everything, and it's just in a really, everything's in a good space across the stereo sound.
Yeah. Cool.
I agree. And I feel that same way. And I was thinking about it before you guys arrived because I was looking at the blurb on the website, and it mentions that you are a producer, Delaney, and I believe you self-produce most of your stuff, right?
Yeah, my dad and I we have been recording everything ourselves until now. I actually just started a new album with some friends, so I'm still, like, producing, but I didn't do any engineering this time. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we were just doing it all ourselves in the basement. Just got really good at it.
Yeah, sounds great. Is there perhaps a Weeds recorded by Bell Curves collaboration on the horizon?
if it fits our budget, which is nothing,
yeah.
I'm totally open to it.
I'm, like, kind of afraid of trying to produce someone else's stuff. I haven't done that in a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Especially a full band. It's like a five-piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could do it.
Yeah, we're a lot more manageable now than we used to be.
What? Explain, elaborate.
You know, some sobriety has entered certain aspects of the band, maturity, children, you know.
Yeah, that'll
car
do
payments.
It.
Cools off a little bit.
Yeah, we've cooled off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you still bring the heat on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we just did. I think it's just more focused on that, not all the other histrionics and
a little more concentrated.
Yeah, yeah. Focused.
Mm-hmm. Weeds and Bell Curves together for not the first time, maybe, but
question mark.
For one of the first times this Friday night at the Park Theater in Hudson, which what a great venue. I know they do such an amazing job curating really great music up there.
Yeah.
I hear the sound is also outstanding there, so
yeah.
Good opportunity to see two KZE favorites. We should play some songs, and because it would have been a lot to try to set up two bands in the studio, we're just going to play some recordings today. So I'm going to hit some Weeds first because I know this is new, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yay.
Tell me about the wine.
Okay. This is a song that I started like 6 years ago, and about 4 to 5 years ago, I really felt like I had it finished, but I could never find the right time to record it with the band because it's, I think, a really different sound for us. And fortunately, we got a new guy in the band, Godweed, on keyboards.
Godweed.
Great singer. Yep, Godweed.
Wow.
And he's a sweetheart, and I had this epiphany, like, I don't want to sing this song because I'm too close to it, and I'll never like the way I sang it or sing it. And I said, Godweed, will you sing this song? And he was like, hell yeah. And we went into Alex P. Wernquist's Basement Flood studio over in Leeds, good friend of ours. It was just three of us. We cut a really simple, basic track, just some hand percussion and acoustic guitar and piano. And we really liked what we had, and we just built on that. We brought in some background vocalists, Allison Godleski, Lee's Godweed's wife, and Helen Rose, great local singers, and we called them the Crabs, and they did some great singing on this song. And I'm really happy with it.
All right, well, let's hear it. Here's Weeds with a new single called "Tell Me About the Wine" on 98.1 KZE.
Blessed are the meek in this twilight of honor. Brother's keeper plays a trumpet at the border for his son. Well, at a house between two rivers of the sun, the bride dined alone with the teller of this tale. Tell me, please, about the spirit of St. Louis and those that died on October Hill. Can you tell me, please, about the wine that's here before us? Did it also come from October Hill? Sharon tried to take the mountain on the orders of an image they've seen since they were born. With eyes of love set on a dear enemy from the house they knew had no place to hide. Blessed are the meek in this twilight of honor. Brother's keeper plays a trumpet at the border for his sons. At the border for his sons. At the border for his sons. At the border for his sons.
KZE. That is a new single from The Weeds called "Tell Me About the Wine," and certainly not the last time we'll be hearing that one on KZE. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That God Weed, he can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very very autumnal track. Really, yeah. Kind of fits the weather today.
Yeah, sure. It feels right.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there? I hate to put you on the spot. Is there more new Weeds on the way? Are we looking? You guys are a very productive band. You do record a lot.
Yeah, we like to record.
Yeah,
yeah. We got some stuff that actually got. Speaking of Godweed again, he's mixing in his basement. Another basement mix. We recorded more stuff at Alex's, But Alex is so busy, good for him, that I said, Godweed, will you mix this stuff? And he said, hell yeah. So he's mixing away in his basement and probably doing laundry down there too. And we hope to, like, in the next month or so, maybe have, there's some singles we've kind of put out, and then there's like six things that need to be mixed. So maybe another album, and then hopefully go record again at some point in the fall. We got another little batch of songs, maybe an EP's worth.
Okay. But
I like the EPs sometimes, like four or five songs. And
I want to shout out the Weeds Bandcamp too, because it's a great place to see all of the Weeds music, and you can also, you know, give artists money on Bandcamp, which is nice.
Thank you, MK.
Music.
Yeah.
But it's a good way to kind of like see what I mean when I say that you're prolific. Like, you go on there and there's like 18 records and EPs, and like four of them came out last year.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, those numbers might be slightly exaggerated, but not by much.
Well, let's exaggerate. Yeah. I'm all for exaggeration. It's a big part of rock and roll.
Make it hard to make a set list when you have so much material? Or do you mostly focus on new stuff? Or, like, what's your
great question?
Lou Weed is in charge of sets.
Lou Weed?
And I wish he was here today. He was supposed to be here, and all he said was, delays, can't make it.
He's a mysterious man, that Lou Weed.
Who knows what the delays are, and I don't want to ask. But to answer your question, you know, if you go to a Weed show, you're going to hear songs you've definitely heard before and songs you've never heard before, maybe. But I feel like that's like any good rock and roll show. You know, you go see any band, the Ramones, the Grateful Dead, the Clash, whoever, Black Keys, you know, you're going to hear a bunch of stuff you know they were going to play, and they played a million times, and then some stuff hopefully that's a bit of a surprise or a newbie. I mean, we got some new material we're happy with, and we've got some stuff that we've gotten rid of.
Yeah. You guys are, you know, your favorites in the Berkshires, the Copake and the Ankrum and Egremont and that kind of area. Is there a plan to go on the road with the Weeds at any point? Take it more around the country?
Yeah, we're waiting for our sponsorship.
Okay.
Like anybody.
Well, if KZE gets a $1 million grant, then we'll be your sponsors.
Thank you, MK. I won't hold you to that, even though you are on air saying that. But
I think that's legally
binding. I won't
hold
you to it.
That's legally binding. So somebody wants to see it happen.
Only if you get $1 million grant. Like, that's the only.
Well, that's the thing, though. If somebody out there has that kind of money sitting around and they want to see this happen, they want to see me put my money where my mouth is, or the station's money where my mouth is, then let's get it happen.
We're pretty happy playing around here, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great area. And, you know, between over the river and Kingston, Woodstock, all the way to the Berkshires is just, and then, you know, up north towards Troy, where you are, Delaney, there's a pretty great variety of fun places to play. And
they really are. We're very lucky, and I talk about this a lot.
Yeah, I really think so, you know, from my experience.
And it feels like they're all different scenes too, you know, like you can play, like, at least like from Troy, like an hour radius from Troy, like, is so many different places.
Saratoga.
And
we, like, love Saratoga.
Even
sure.
Getting over into like Oneonta a bit recently.
Sure.
And like there's like great a town. Whole crowd over there. And like they're all kind of separate from each other, but you can also like sleep in your own bed every night.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Very true. Syracuse also.
Yeah,
great scene Syracuse, up in
Syracuse, Rochester. Yeah.
Anywhere there's a SUNY, pretty much.
That's true. Yes. Just follow the SUNY.
Could do a SUNY tour. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so Delaney, talking a little bit more about Troy, you've been there for a couple of years now, I think, right?
Oh, like a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you started out on Long Island. And where were you before Troy?
I was on Long Island.
On Long Island. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you finding it? You're still there. So you like
it? Yeah, I like it a lot so far. I feel like I've met a lot of really cool people, and I feel very welcome in the scene and the community there. And there's just like so much going on, and it's very fun and inspiring place to be.
Yeah. You've done a little bit of traveling around the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I spent February in New Orleans, and I'm probably gonna do that again this year. I'm hoping to sort of like tour my way down this time, because last time I made it down there in like 4 days. I think I made two stops on the way there, which was a little bit insane. I don't really want to do that again.
Yeah.
So I am planning on taking my time a little bit more this time. I think last time my first drive, I went from Troy to family friends outside of like Columbus, Ohio, which was like 9 or 10 hours.
It's a long day.
And I was like, why am I doing this?
Were you solo?
Yeah. And I was just driving. I wasn't playing. So like, yeah. I was like, I'm just going to crank through this. Get my audiobook going.
Mm-hmm. What were you listening to?
I was listening to a book called The Dawn of Everything.
Okay.
Which is like crazy. I can't even begin.
Was it a good driving
lesson? It was great. Yeah, I kind of like got really into like a weird headspace sometimes though, because I was driving by myself for so long listening to this book. And then I'd like get out of the car and have to like buy gas and like, you know, do normal stuff. I'd be like, okay, if I was a normal person, what would I do right now?
I kind of love that though. I love a long solo drive.
Me too.
And I like to deliberately listen to like stuff that'll put me in a weird headspace.
Exactly.
I like to find like podcasts about like the paranormal and the metaphysical.
Like, really? this book I was listening to is about like literally like all of human history from like a very anarchist perspective. And Fantastic. It was just like so cool and interesting. And
but you're like, I have seen truth.
Yeah, literally. I'd be like learning about like societies from 40,000 years ago and then have to like decide which flavor of gum I want. I'd be like, what's going on?
Cherry slushy or the blue slushy.
Like, do I want hazelnut or vanilla iced coffee? Am I even real?
How
like,
do I use a credit card?
Yeah. Like, this is a magic piece of plastic.
I have a credit card and a debit card.
On? Yeah. Like, money's not even real. I don't know what's happening.
I have to get there by 6 o'clock. Yeah, time is also not real.
Yeah, literally. Like, this is all made up. I'll get there when I get there.
I like that attitude for a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do some like solo touring and like kind of just like do what I feel like doing. It's like, it's just very freeing. Yeah. And another thing I would do on a long drive is just like call everybody that I know and yap for hours. I definitely do that. You know, it's so fun. It's such a fun time to like catch up with like long distance friends.
I don't know if it's fun for the people on the other end. They're like, have a good drive.
You know what's funny? I'm sure sometimes
gotta feed my cat.
Awesome, yeah.
But I think you're kind of right because my husband tours and he'll sometimes call me from the road and like I'll be in the middle of something.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, I'm just driving. And I'm like, well, okay. I was washing the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'll stop doing that. Yeah. But I love you.
Sit down now.
Yeah. I do love you, so I'm happy to talk. Yeah. But like, you know, you're just driving. But no,
that's
it is. It's like,
really funny.
It's so rare to just have like a long uninterrupted period of time that you can do that.
Yeah.
Though.
And I feel like if someone did that for me, like I would definitely just like sit down and yap because like I forget to do that.
Also pre-internet, we did it way more. Pre-texting, we did it way more.
And like, it's just like different. Like I'm just not very conversational texture in my old age now. I'm like, I'll just like, if I want to actually talk to you, I'm just going to call you.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like texting is utilitarian.
We'll do voice notes
oh
a little bit.
Oh my God. So, I love a voice memo.
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's trending.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's like, I call them a bespoke podcast.
Yeah.
It's like you send your friends little bespoke podcasts.
You can have a little conversation without, you know, having to stop what you're doing.
Yes.
Yes.
And you kind of still get the like stream of consciousness, tone of voice, all those things without necessarily having to like drop everything.
It's so much funnier to hear your friends like making jokes in their voices.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I really also fun. I will do, and I can tell this full story now because cannabis is legal. Mm-hmm. I haven't been smoking much for a long time because usually it gives me anxiety, but I found a strain that I can handle, and I took a dog walk and I smoked a little bit, and I started doing something that I hadn't done in a long time, which was like kind of deep dive therapying myself and recording it into a voice memo.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was like having all these like realizations that I was like, I should remember this later, and then I was like, I can.
That's awesome.
So stoned therapy voice memo, I recommend.
I love that. Yeah. I like to do some like stoned journaling.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's like I feel like I have like a brain blast.
Yeah. And you don't want to forget it later.
Exactly.
Well, isn't that basically recording music?
That's just songwriting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. You just turn the therapy session into a poem and then put music to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm live, by the way, if you're just joining us with Weeds and Bell Curves. We've got Delaney Hafner and Randy Joe Weed. They're playing this Friday night at the Park Theater in Hudson together, separately but together. Any chance of a collaboration on stage?
We
hadn't talked about it.
We haven't talked about
it. Not to put you on the spot, but...
It's not impossible.
Not impossible.
The only way to find out is come to the show.
That's right. Let's play a Bell Curve song. And I play a lot of your songs. I wanted to play one that I don't typically play, but that I like so much. When did Subject to Change come out? Was that last year?
That was, yeah, just last year. Yeah. About a year ago now.
Will you tell us a little bit about Hand Me Downs? Because I haven't played this one on KZE yet.
Sure. This one, there was this DB song that I love so much. Like, I love to like take a song that I'm obsessed with and just like try to write my own. So this was inspired by the DB's Black and White, and it's about someone that I knew who just one of those people who is sort of like constantly in crisis mode and like wants to talk about a problem they have over and over and over and like not actually try to like solve the problem. And it's like you give them the same advice so many times and kind of reach a point where you're like, all right, man, you have to just like go figure this out yourself. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, yep. We got to talk about something else or like this friendship is not going to work. So that was kind of... That's what the song's about.
I'm glad I know that. This is Bell Curves with Hand Me Downs on KZE. Ninety-eight KZE, The Bell Curves with Hand Me Downs. That's from Subject to Change. That album's been out for a while. And I don't want to, like, you know, make you spill any beans, but it seems like there's maybe some new Bell Curves music on the way.
Yeah, I'm right smack in the middle of a new album. Did all of the tracking, like the bulk of the tracking back over like July 4th weekend. So it's going to be 11 songs. And yeah, got a date to do some overdubbing next week. And hopefully like a few days of overdubs and then we'll get right into mixing. And I feel like I'm not going to be super precious about like the release this time. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to like put it out when it's done.
Yeah.
And not overthink it. And then like, I don't know, it's 2025. Like no one's doing pre-saves and like album cycles anyway. It's like, yeah. I'd rather just have the music out and tell people about it, you know.
Let them find it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of where my head's at with it. So basically, yeah, as soon as it's done, which will hopefully be in the next few months, I'd really like it out before the end of the year, but yeah. We'll see if that...
Do you also have a Bandcamp where people can pay you for your music?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, the Bandcamp. And I am working on moving my website to Substack too. Mm. So that's like good for like newsletter kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's under like my name, I think. I don't really know how Substack works yet. So I'm still kind of working on that.
I know. My mom has a Substack where she like publishes her books one chapter at a time, which is really cool.
That is really cool.
But that's like the most I know about Substack.
Yeah. I'm trying to use it as like a newsletter and then also like I have like my EPK on there. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like the internet is so hard sometimes.
One of these days it's going to shut off for good.
I can't wait. We'll get back to it. I cannot wait. I just want to mail everyone a zine. Like, I don't know.
Dude, I just, we could go on.
You know.
Fantasizing about our perfect internet free world. Yeah. But.
Or just like old school internet, you know?
Yeah. Like a chat
2005
room.
Internet would be sick.
A blog here and there. Everybody had like a GeoCities website with sparkles all over it.
Like I don't mind emails, but like it's getting so tired of doing Instagram.
It got out of hand, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, go see some in-person music. It's the cure for your overexposure to the online world.
True.
And Weeds and Bell Curves, it's going to be such a fun show. That is this Friday night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Two amazing bands that I know you guys know from KZE. So go see them in person, see what they're all about. Say hello, buy some merch, buy some albums. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, MK.
Thanks for having us.
We got your community bulletin board now. Marlon Williams next on 98.1 KZE.